Please show your continued support of the Lancer Radio Network by donating to lancerradio.org. Pasadena Campus Sounds.
Everyone and welcome. You're listening to my voice streaming live on the Lancer Radio Network, which is streaming live on www.lancerradio.org. Pasadena City College Campus Sounds. This is the PCC Music Showcase brought to you by the producers of the Spaz Masters Domain, Sweet Life, Parallel Music, and the whole world in your ears. Listen, watch, learn, and follow the Lancer Radio Network on Facebook.com/Lancer Radio or Twitter.com or Instagram, YouTube, SoundCloud, whatever works for you. Anyways, today we have a great show for all of you guys who are listening out there today, because we are going to have some music for you guys to listen to as well. And I want to go ahead and I want my co-host to introduce herself.
Hi. Say there. Hello. I'm Brooke Peterson. Okay. I'm joining Chris today. I'm very excited. We're going to talk some jazz.
We're focusing
on PCC jazz today, and you can't get cooler than jazz.
Well, now that she said hello and I've said hello, I'd like them to say cello. Hello. I'd like to start off with the cello player. Could you please welcome yourself? Say hello. How are you? Cello. And if everyone can go around the room, tell us how long you've been at PCC, what you play in the band, since people, they can't see you.
And this is Michael again. This is my first semester at PCC, playing jazz here, although I've played jazz before. Wow. And like I said earlier, I'm playing the upright bass in this band.
All right. And if you guys...
Hi, my name is Karen. I've been here for about 3 years. I'm a vocal jazz major.
Hi, I'm Sandra, and I am also a vocal jazz major, and I've been here for about 2.5, but in the jazz program for 2 years.
Wow.
Got Jesse Jamin here. I'm playing drum set. I've been at PCC for 3 years. Been playing drum set for 15. Pass it over to Ruben on the keys.
Hi, I'm Ruben Helmstetter, and I'm playing the keyboard. I'm a jazz piano major here for my third year now. Yeah.
Hello, my name is Cho, and I play guitar. And this is my second year in PCC.
My name is Jasmine Romero. And I study jazz voice at PCC. I've been here for about 3 years, and I also study jazz guitar.
Wow, all right. Looks like everyone knows what they're doing, because everyone's studying music. And I'm not studying radio, so I don't know. I don't know if I should be here. But anyways, could you guys give us a little insight onto what the PCC Jazz Band is? Maybe tell us how'd you guys become a part of this this jazz band? Like, is it a class, or is it a club, or...
Yeah, this is only one combo
that we
put together for this show. So we all play in different combos and are all a part of different ensembles. But so there is a combos class that you can join where you put together a combo and you stick together for the semester and play a couple of tunes and perform. And then Sandra and I, and Karen has also been a part of the the studio jazz singers with Mary Durst's class. So that's one class. There's a lot of different classes.
And do you all choose your bandmates, or sort of choose your own groups, or do you get put together?
We all like each other, so we just like find each other.
Okay, so it's up to you.
We know each other from the program, and we sort of find each other out and choose each other.
Uh-huh.
And it's a big program here with a lot of students, so it's one of the good things about, like you asked, like what type of combo this is, that there's a lot of different players on a lot of different instruments, and we can form a lot of different combos. So there's a lot of permutations of what students can play with each other. So there's a lot of potential groups that could play together.
But that's for the jazz combo class and for Music 9 that you're able to choose your players.
Yeah, that we can choose our players. Right. And there is a class with just combos where there's like 4 or 5 different combos that play different styles of music. A combo that I play in plays a lot of like more new age, like Robert Glasper, like more alternative type sounds. And some people play, like there's a gypsy jazz band that's all acoustic instruments. that play more of a gypsy jazz style. So there's a lot of different styles that
come
out
of
improvising.
I hope later on we'll get to talk a little bit more about all the different jazz styles there are. There's so many, which I've just recently learned about. There's like 35 different types of jazz, and I don't know that everybody realizes that. When you came here to PCC, what was your history with jazz? How did you find jazz for yourselves?
Gonna answer this one.
This is Ruben.
Yeah, Ruben on the keys again. Well, you know, it's do you really find jazz or does jazz find you?
That's
the real question. And everyone on the piano, I started out just playing classical for forever. I think I took classical lessons for maybe 8 years or 9 years before I went into jazz, and it was at my grandpa's house that I discovered a couple CDs. But it's just, you know, out of boredom, pretty much put in and listened to. And it was Count Basie and Duke Ellington and Dizzy Gillespie. The classics, the greats. So I just went into that and played some more. And that's how jazz found me.
Uh-huh. And so something just sort of clicked with you? What was it about jazz that really resonated in you as something that you wanted to participate in?
Well, you know, in jazz, you have a lot of the technical aspects and the harmonies of classical music, but you have also the freedom and responsibility, in a sense, to make it up on the spot. And yeah, it combines very many unique features and talents that you have to have.
All right, and now that we found out how you found out about jazz, let's get the audience to find out a little bit about jazz. We're gonna ask you guys to go ahead and play one of your songs. Could you guys give us a little introduction onto what the piece is, and then go ahead and just start playing?
Okay. This is called Aquarela do Brasil, and the composer is Ari Barroso.
Mm-hmm.
It's a samba,
mm-hmm.
And some of these lyrics I wrote or made a lyrical adaptation to.
Cool. So. All
right. Brasil, mi Brasil brasileño, te cuento un secreto. Voy a cantarte con mis versos. Un Brasil samba queda, ese ritmo va a venir. El Brasil de mi amor, tierra de nuestro Señor. Brasil, planta historias del pasado. Tus aires vuelan tan alto. De bailar, deja cantar de nuevo al trovador, la melancolía luz del sol, todos cantamos cariño. Todos cantamos cariño.
pra mim. Brasil.
Thank you for your continued support of the Lancer Radio Network and donating to LancerRadio.org, Pasadena Campus Sounds.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Lancer Radio Network, streaming live on www.lancerradio.org, Pasadena Campus Sounds. This is the PCC Music Showcase, brought to you by the producers of the Spaz Masters Domain, Sweet Life, Parallel Music, and the whole world in your ears. Listen, watch, learn, and follow the Lancer Radio Network on facebook.com/LancerRadio or Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, SoundCloud. They're all the same thing, basically. Or Facebook's a combination of all those things. But right now, we are still here. If you're just joining us, we are here with the jazz band, the PCC Jazz Band, and we are learning about them and the music that they play. And if one of you guys, I actually wanted to ask Jesse. He's been here for 3 years, and Karen has been here for 3 years. And are there any other 3-year people here?
Yeah, me too, Jasmine.
Oh, Jasmine has also been here for 3 years. I wanted to ask, what are some of the changes that you've seen within the last 3 years? Since you guys have been involved with that, I feel like you guys would be the best people to ask.
The biggest change that we've seen is our new arts building. Before my last 2 years, we were in a temporary building, the V building, where all of our buildings were, or all of our classrooms were kind of scattered throughout the building. Nothing was really uniform. Now we have this great new arts building with smart classrooms, great rehearsal spaces, so many new grand pianos, $80,000 pianos, I think 20 or so of those. Whoa. Just really great spaces to practice. That's been the biggest improvement, the biggest change that we've had. We also have new groups like our jazz guitar ensemble. It's kind of like a big wire choir where we have a whole group of different guitarists and they play different solos and all these really hip charts. Wow. That's pretty cool. We have our big band that's been going since before I've been here. We have a really awesome big band. Like stated before, we have our vocal jazz ensemble. That's really awesome too. Same thing with the wire choir, a bunch of different vocal jazz singers. And they're killing it, doing really good.
Nice. So you like being in the PCC Jazz Band more since all these recent additions? Would you say that?
There's no PCC Jazz Band.
It's
okay.
This is
PCC Jazz Musicians.
We're all part of the same kind of music program.
All in the same program.
We're all in the same program. We all know each other from the program. We're all in different ensembles, but he said, hey, for this gig, let's get these people. We just put this together ourselves. Just like how the combos class, that's how they work.
We also have a new recital hall.
Ooh.
Did you mention that? That's beautiful.
Awesome. That recital hall.
It was only this semester that it opened up, right?
Right. In there, we have great acoustics. It's state-of-the-art, one of the best in the nation.
Wow.
We are able to record live in there, whatever type. We can do chamber music, classical music. We can do jazz bands, small bands, anything we want, we can record. Awesome specifications in there. Really great.
Is that in the CA building?
That is in the CA building.
Wow, okay.
Have you started recording yet? How much recording have you guys done yet?
Our big band recorded 3 songs in there, and that's all I know of. I'm sure we've done some choral recording, some choral works, and maybe some chamber music. But the ones that I know for sure are big band, our 20-something piece band recorded.
And is it all student run? Are students recording and engineering as well, helping the students who are performing?
So we have our big band class that's directed by Professor Wilkerson.
Okay.
She's in charge of the big band. And then
She's
the head of jazz studies. Yeah. We also have another professor, Professor Dan Cole, who runs kind of studio engineering classes. And they come in, they bring their mics, and the students do all the studio engineering and all the recording.
Excellent. Excellent. And so once you have these fancy schmancy awesome recordings, what's the plan with them? Are they going to be on
with
YouTube?
With these recordings, they're going to get re-edited and they're going to get mastered and everything. And they're going to be sent into a competition.
Ooh.
And, wow.
Not sure of what the benefits are or any rewards that we'll get from that. But yeah,
just
it's being
the fun.
Sent in.
The fun of competing, I think, right. is hopefully part of it.
Yeah. It's
always it's
a
neat
lot
to
of
sort
fun.
Of be in the mix. So to speak.
Exactly.
Nice.
Thank you. Okay. So, well, now with the whole aspect of recording, like today, for instance, getting this recorded, any surprises in the recording experience?
This is typical.
Yeah.
All the technical difficulties before actually recording anything. I don't know. Cho knows a lot about it. So does Jasmine. We've
all kind of done our own recording projects, probably even outside of school, too. So,
it always ends up being harder than you think it's going to be.
Right.
You come in thinking it's going to be real simple, and that's in any situation. Problems arise that you wouldn't even think would be there.
Also, the fact that we're listening to everybody in our own ears instead of in a big space, mm-hmm. where we have a big room and we can play to the acoustics of that room. That's not an option
in
studio recording.
I'm it's sure that's
all
a huge
mixed in our ears.
Yeah. Especially with the jazz band, too, because some forms with rock and things like that, you can just sort of go through the motions. But with jazz, since you're improvising and everybody's improvising, you have to be hearing what each other is playing. So what you hear becomes even more important, because if you aren't hearing a player play, then you can't respond to that player playing.
Oh, that's an interesting point, actually. Especially, you know, with the whole jazz aspect, when such a huge part of the jazz genre is improvising and playing off of each other, that's an interesting little challenge you might have that other musicians may not face. And how do you find yourselves compensating for that as jazz musicians?
You listen really, really, really
hard. Do you find
hard.
Yourself watching more than listening even, just to people doing
Both.
Their thing?
It's a give and take. Sometimes you just want to hear what they're doing. And sometimes you want to see what they're doing, because if they're giving you a cue visually, hey, I'm going to some level, I'm going to some place, you want to be able to see that. That might not be in their playing as much, but you know something's coming up. Mm-hmm. Or they can give it to you in their instrument, and it just takes your listening. So mm-hmm. it's both. It's all looking around. It's all listening around.
Staying connected. That's cool. That's
and
really
the,
cool.
the visual cues can help sometime during like performances where like the guitar player's amp might be like 20 yards away from where I am, you know, maybe way on the other side of the drums, and I have to kind of make eye contact with her or him to make sure that we're on the same level, because mm-hmm. the sound may be so far away from me.
Well, just to sort of get back on topic, I sort of veered, sorry. With the program itself, we talked a little bit about the most recent changes. Are there any plans for in the future of the program? Like, we talked about the history a little bit. Any more? Well, we'll get to the performances at the very end. I know we're going to cover that really, really well, because you guys have a bunch coming up. But as far as the program in general, where do you guys see the program heading?
I think there was one thing about the recording. So the big band recorded, and I know that the jazz guitar ensemble is going to record too. So that's a plan. And probably, I think we might see more like solo student recitals coming up. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty exciting too. They've already started coming up. And it's really exciting, you know, to have your own solo show in that beautiful hall.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's one thing I could mention.
And I was also thinking, I mean, this is just my opinion, but since they got a whole lot of really fancy recording equipment, I feel like they're going to develop the studio recording sessions and classes more, mm-hmm. like then we all can have like, we can record like our own albums, and we can send like everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
You gonna go down to Venice and hand out your CDs there?
Ha.
Okay, 1 minute. They're gonna play another. They're gonna play some more music for you guys, because this is the PCC Music Showcase. And right before we jump into that, could you guys give us a little. Little minute details onto what we're about to listen to.
So we're going to play a tune called Joy Spring, and Clifford Brown wrote this tune, and this is a bebop tune, and the line is actually, I'll be emulating a trumpet line. So
what is, before we before we do that, before you emulate a trumpet, what does that mean?
Well, I'm going to be copying, basically. The line. This line is very intricate and complex and goes everywhere. So this is kind of different from a lot of standard tunes, which are, it's still very melodic, but there's a lot of notes in it. The purpose of bebop is to display virtuoso elements of jazz.
Wow. All right, then. Okay. Let's take a listen.
I want to. It's just spring, your favorite season. Watching the flowers bloom up out of the ground. Watching the snow melt down. You may take winter, boy, but spring is my joy. It's gotten into my soul. The days are breezy. You've got the time to say hello and give a smile. Nothing can take it from you. You may take winter, boy, but spring is my joy. It's something special you haven't observed that makes you glad to be alive. It's not absurd to see the spring. Helps you survive the winter's cold, miserable snow and rain. It gives you hope to know that spring will get a refrain. You only have to believe the day is coming. The world is thinking about how good it would be. And that is up for me. You may dig winter, boy, but spring is my joy.
Show your continued support of the Lancer Radio Network by donating to LancerRadio.org, Pasadena Campus Sound.
Welcome. You are listening to Lancer Radio Network, streaming live on www.LancerRadio.org, Pasadena Campus Sounds. This is the PCC Music Showcase featuring the PCC Jazz musicians today, brought to you by the producers of Sweet Life, that's me, I'm Brooke Peterson, Parallel Music, and the whole world in your ears. Listen, watch, learn, and follow the Lancer Radio Network on Facebook.com/Lancer Radio, or Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and SoundCloud, all Lancer Radio. All right, back to our esteemed guests today. Okay, this is the fun part for me, no offense. I love talking about musicians and artists' inspirations, why they do what they do, and how they came to do what they do. Who would like to start? Who feels like sharing a little bit?
Who wants to get into all that jazz?
Oh,
who wants to do this?
I'm going to be like the mean teacher and just start picking on people.
If no one raises their hand, I want to pick on you guys.
All right. How about Jasmine? You feel like a little
I don't know. The inspiration part is like hard to talk about probably for everybody because there's so many, you know, depending on what level, like of your playing or of like your vibe or,
I'll get more specific. I'll help you out.
Yeah.
How old were you when you heard your first jazz piece?
Well, I probably was pretty young, but I didn't know that it was jazz until like maybe 2 years ago.
Really? Interesting. Do you remember what it was? So, who it was?
Yeah, I think it was this singer, Edie Gourmet, who is, my grandparents listened to her a lot, and she sang in Spanish, and she sang with, I think they were called Los Panchos.
And they're just like beautiful. She has a beautiful voice, and they're just like beautiful love songs that she would sing. And so I would always copy them and sing them. Mm-hmm. And then later I learned, like, oh yeah, that's like a really famous jazz singer.
Okay. But, yeah. Who's next? All right, Karen.
Hi. Yeah, I only recently got into jazz when I came here to PCC. Like Jasmine, I heard jazz when I was little, but I wasn't super into it. So I think the exposure that I got here through the jazz history class really helped me to understand it. And then now I love it, you know. So.
But you were always a singer.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I was really shy when I was younger, so I always wanted to sing, so I just got into it recently. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I learned about, you know, Ella Fitzgerald, and I learned about Bossa Nova music here, mm-hmm. and about Elis Regina and Lisa Ono.
Now, I noticed in your song versus Jasmine's song, you had the typical jazz kind of scat going on, mm-hmm. right? Is that as fun as it sounds to do?
It's super fun, but it's also really scary. When I was first learning how to scat, I was so embarrassed because I didn't want to say weird syllables like but, ba-do-bop or something. Uh-huh, uh-huh. But it comes naturally after learning the harmonic context and knowing music theory and like what chord tones you can sing in it and what scales you can sing. So it's fun now that I know. And it's the same thing as improvising like on guitar or on piano or on bass. But
would you say that's the biggest difference between a singer versus a jazz singer? Like, what makes a singer a jazz singer?
Yeah, stylistic things. Like, I'm actually taking classical right now, and it's really hard, but it's also, yeah, it's a very different style thing. Like, in jazz, you'll probably do speak singing and incorporate lots of inflections, and you don't have to have this in classical. What is it? Like, you have this. It's a totally different tone that's coming out of you.
Mm-hmm. So different vocal placement and...
Yeah, and then also there's things about jazz. So there's standards. So we sing standards or we sing like other kind of tunes and arrange them. And we can change the melody and we can improvise with scat. And in classical music, you may be able to like embellish or something the melody, but not quite as much as you can in jazz. In jazz, you can take it really far and play really outside the harmony, just the way that any of these other instrumentalists do.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Okay, Ruben wants to say something. All right, chime in, baby.
Yeah, actually, in these tunes that we've just heard, both of them, they're standard tunes, and many, many people have done them. But the versions that we're hearing now, both of them are arranged and put together by the singers and by the students, and they kind of make it their own, and that's what the standards are about. I mean,
right.
They were written as songs, not for a specific person, not like nowadays you write a song for one pop singer. Back then, the songwriters would write them and hope for as many people as possible to record them. Mm-hmm. And you don't want them all to sound the same. I mean, if you listen to, take any given song, you listen to it by Frank Sinatra, it'll sound one way, Ella sound different, and Jobim probably wouldn't do the same song, but it would be even more different. So each artist has to put their own spin on these songs, mm-hmm. and that's what they do. So it's here that we hear them arranged and put together by the students.
Excellent. And Ruben is the one we were listening to earlier who was talking about discovering jazz through his grandfather's music collection, which I thought was a nice story. Who else? Who was your first, and maybe even current, most inspiring former jazz musician? You mentioned Dizzy Gillespie before. Ella Fitzgerald. Louis Armstrong, anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. He's one of the... Of
I think we
greats.
End up, like, transcribing and playing any of the greats, you know. Anyways, because we have really good teachers that know good stuff, so mm-hmm. they make us do the good stuff.
I have a question. Was Louis Armstrong... Did he talk like that?
He kind of... No, he's like, sisters and brothers!
He was always
his
like
voice,
that.
Yeah, really was sort
that's
of...
What his, that's what his voice sounded
yeah,
like.
Yeah,
throat
yeah.
cancer or something.
Yeah, it was like... He was, yeah, he was like...
A smoker.
Oh, but he had a beautiful voice.
Oh, yeah. It was so unique.
Oh, so nice. So
that tone and quality... Can't buy that.
Now, Jasmine. Jasmine. I just realized that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you put that together.
Wow. That's. Anyways, she was mentioning a type of jazz style, which was improvisation. Hmm. Are you guys? I mean, I'm assuming that you guys do a lot.
Yeah,
of
we
that
all
too.
We all study and we all like practice improvisation on our own instruments, and Yeah, there's great classes here for that.
Could you guys do a little improv for us right now? Like if I threw a little beat for the drummer, little drummer boy there.
Yeah.
Could you guys do something?
Yeah, blues.
All right.
Blues, bass, guitar.
Oh, I was
going to
watch
you.
No. Blues and F? Blues and F. No, let's
give it to the instrumentalist.
Or we can trade. We can do
trade. All right, let's trade.
You want to start out? So just take like, a chorus and I'll take one. And,
wow, that was amazing. I just listened to that. It's not like we stopped or anything, but that was great. I wanted to ask, how hard is it to divert your attention between your own instrument and everyone else's?
It has to be a conscious effort to be able to pay attention. You want to be so in your instrument and focus on your time and whatever your ideas are coming out, but you also have to be involved with everyone else. Get inside of their playing. Know where they're going, anticipate where they're going to go, and be able to... improvise with them. Even though me on the drums, even though I'm not taking a solo where you hear me just soloing on my instrument, I'm still improvising. I'm still doing different things with my hands, with my feet, playing off what the song is playing or what the other soloist is playing. The whole thing is improvisation. The bass doesn't play a set scale or set notes. He gets to choose the notes and the chords that he wants to play. It'll be different every time around.
It seems like you have to be a certain kind of musician to really get into jazz, to really sort of get laid back and sort of go with the flow. Now, we threw that little curveball at you. Now we're going to listen to a song you have prepared. And I believe Sandra is going to be our vocalist on this particular song. So if you could just introduce it for us and take it away.
This song is called My Man, and it's a slow swing, and it's just going to be me and guitar.
Take it away. Take it.
It cost me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got. It's my man. Cold and wet, tired, you bet. But all that I'll soon forget with my man. He's not much on looks and no hero out of books is my man. Three girls has he that he likes as well as me, but I love him. I don't know why I should. He isn't good, he isn't true. Beats me to what can I do? Oh, my man, I love him so. He'll never know. All my life is just despair, but I don't care. When he takes me in his arms, the world is bright, all right. What
What's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? For whatever my man is, I am his forever. Despair, but I don't care when he takes me in his arms. The world is bright, all right. What's the difference if I say I'll go away when
thank you for your continued support of the Lancer Radio Network and donating to LancerRadio.org, Pasadena Campus Sounds.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Lancer Radio Network. In case you forgot, in case you're suffering from short-term memory loss or something now, just to remind you, it's streaming live on www.lancerradio.org, Pasadena Campus Sounds. And also to remind you, just in case you forgot, this is the PCC Music Showcase, and it's brought to you by the producers of Spazmaster's Domain, Sweet Life, Parallel Music, and The Whole World in Your Ears.
Listen, watch, and learn. And follow the Lancer Radio Network on Facebook.com/Lancer Radio. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and SoundCloud, all with Lancer Radio as our handle. And we are sitting here with a very talented group of young musicians in the PCC Jazz Band. This is a combo that they have put together for one of their classes. Is that correct? Have I got that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, they have performed three prepared songs for us. Which songs were they? I know you said they were standards, but I'm not sure if we ever got like the titles and of them.
Yeah, the first one was Aquarela do Brasil, but it's also known as just Brazil, and okay. That's by Adi Barroso.
Okay, and how about the second one?
The second one was called Joy Spring by Clifford Brown.
Okay. And then that last one was beautiful. Now, I have to make a correction here. I actually introduced her as Sandra, but her name is Sandra. Sandra Ramirez, a beautiful performance there. What was that song?
Thank you. That was My Man, and it has many... Let me get the chart here. Has many authors, composers. Maurice Yvonne, Albert Willemitz, Jack Charles, and Channing Pollock.
Great. Wow. Well, thank you for those. We have another one coming up before the end of the show, which I'm looking forward to. But in the meantime, so you're in this program, the PCC Jazz program. Where do you see yourselves going with this? Are you wanting to be musicians the rest of your lives? Is this going to be something you're going to pursue? What are your goals? Jasmine, I can see your wheels turning.
Everyone's so shy. Okay. Well, I think a lot of us do make a lot of music outside of school already. So I'm sure we're going to keep doing that. I mean, for me, I want to just keep playing as much as possible and playing as many groups as I can and kind of keep going with my school with education, you know, transfer out of PCC and go to a Cal State or something, you know.
Are you going to major in music, or do you think? Or
yeah, I'm a music major now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
And you do more than just sing, right? Because I remember I saw you in a hallway with a guitar.
Yeah, I play guitar.
Okay, cool, mm-hmm. cool.
Anybody else?
Amazing.
Sandra, how about you?
I'd like to teach eventually.
Music?
Music, okay. Yeah. I'm a vocal jazz major right now, and I'd probably keep that as my major and transfer out of here and go on. I really enjoy school, so yeah. I kind of want to be in school for a while.
That's great. And where do you all, well, actually, Jesse, you haven't heard from me very much.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself doing this your whole entire life?
Yeah, I've pretty much known my whole life that I wanted to be a musician. I was raised in music at a really early age. My goals now, I'm actually transferring to CSUN to get a bachelor's in jazz studies, performance major, but my eventual goal is I want to teach high school jazz, high school symphonic bands. That's my end result. But with that, I think that goes for saying with all of us, we're all going to be playing the rest of our lives. We're all going to be performing. That comes with being a musician, always playing live, always recording. But some of us may choose different career paths. I want to teach high school. Someone else may want to focus on just performing or just studio work. So we all have a different path, but performing is always with it.
Is a jazz studies major difficult to find? Or do most universities and colleges have a jazz studies, or is that kind of a specific?
Most universities will have it. Some are better than others. Mm-hmm. It just depends on how long the jazz studies program has been there, because it's a very new program to universities around the world.
Mm.
It hasn't been around for very long. So if you have universities that have been with a jazz performance curriculum for a long time, then they're usually pretty good. They're developed. They've had enough time to develop.
Yeah, well, how about some of your faculty? You're just looking over their bios. This is an amazing compilation of talent that they have for the students. It's really impressive. Not only that, but just not to put down community colleges, but you would think that these people would be at major universities. And to have them accessible here, it's so exciting, and I'm not even in the program. I'm like, heck yeah.
A lot of them also do teach at universities. We have some faculty that are not adjunct that also teach at, I know Claremont. We have a few professors that teach at Claremont. We have a few professors that teach at USC. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of...
Are there any professors that really stand out to you all?
Like, yeah, who's Mary Durst? Who is that?
Mary Durst. She is a professional working musician around the LA area. She teaches the studio jazz singers. That's her main purpose here. She does the vocal jazz ensemble.
She's also like our private teacher, because as a music major, we all have to take private lessons, and the school provides that. So she's the professor that teaches all the jazz singers.
That is amazing.
Wow.
That's really cool.
I know she's also one of the coordinators of the Jazz Day Festival, and that's a big thing here at PCC. Everyone knows about the Jazz Day Festival. Could you tell us about some events that are coming up? Since the Jazz Day Festival already passed.
There's one tonight?
There's one today.
There's one tonight?
Yeah. The
Vocal Jazz Ensemble?
Yeah, the Vocal Jazz Ensemble.
I will be playing with that.
Right on.
You will be there.
Nice.
Me too. So will Ruben.
And Ruben, yeah.
Yes.
What is that?
The rest of the band will be compiled of others from the jazz program here, but we're all students in the band. And the Vocal Jazz Ensemble, that's...
8 o'clock?
It's at 8 o'clock Friday night, Friday the...
Yeah, tonight.
Tonight, yeah. It is tonight.
Yes. Friday the
today. Oh, yeah.
Friday the today.
Yes.
Wait,
and it will be in the beautiful new Westerbeck Recital Hall.
Okay. And wait, Sandra, do you sing in that group as well?
No.
Oh, you did last semester.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a group of about eight or nine singers, and they do really beautiful arrangements of some classic jazz tunes and some modern ones.
Nice.
Stevie Wonder and,
sorry, it makes a little bit more sense to me when I'm looking at this calendar. You have so many concerts.
Oh,
I can see now why. Yeah. Why you can have so many concerts, because of all the different combos and groups that you have available, and everybody has their performance time, which is really great.
Yeah.
And where is Westerbrook Hall? Which building? Arts building?
That's the beautiful new arts building, and it's on the east end.
Mentioned
the fancy
before.
One.
All right.
Yeah, all of these. I'd like to mention all of these concerts, actually, if I get a chance. And also, I hope that if our professors, you know, even the ones in the classical department, if they listen to this this radio show, I hope they don't get mad that we didn't, you know, mention them, but... We like
it's
you.
Across the board.
They're so awesome.
If you were to forget
awesome.
A concert, yeah. You can always look them up on PCC Music, PCC Jazz.
Yeah, no,
PCC
this is a very
website, Facebook page, yeah.
But, okay,
you get all
so.
The concerts listed there.
Yeah, but, please talk about some
okay,
of the events.
But try to do, we have to get to your song, so maybe just the next couple of highlights.
Okay, yeah, so the Lancer Jazz Big Band is next Tuesday, April 22nd, and that's at, it says 1 p.m. here. And then the Jazz Combo and Jazz Improv Concert, I'm going to be in one of those. And so we'll, let's see who else. Oh, and Michael and Ruben. Yeah, oh, yeah, everybody, yeah. And that's next Wednesday at 7 p.m. And then Friday that same week is the Lancer Big Band and the Combo and Jazz Guitar Ensemble.
Fantastic.
And that's 7 p.m. And we're all going to be in that, yeah. too.
All right.
Fantastic. Well. Okay, and also, you know, go to PCC or, you know, our website, pasadena.edu, to find the schedule, as well as pccjazz.com to see the extensive schedule. So to wrap this up,
right,
who is going to be our singer this round?
No singer. No, this is instrumental.
This will be an instrumental.
All right. Okay.
You'll
so
we'll be doing a... All Blues.
All
by
Blues.
Miles Davis.
Miles. Ooh, my Miles. Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right. This song has pretty good mileage, pretty good miles per Davis. Let's go ahead and take a listen.